What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. In my last comment, I talked a little about bicycle safety, so today I'm going to add a little to those thoughts. There was a cyclist hit the other night at 16th and J Street, just around the corner from where I live. The driver that hit him fled the scene and has not been apprehended as far as I know. I assume the bike rider was riding in accordance with the law, but at night you need lights and reflective clothing, which I don't know if he was wearing. Then, the other day, a bike rider was hit at 6th and H or I and was hurt enough to have to go to the hospital. According to the Times Standard, the bike rider ran the light and rode into the traffic. Now, I've heard that a state senator wants a law passed that makes it mandatory for all bike riders to wear a helmet, regardless of age. As I've said before, I rode bikes for years, and I learned the hard way that I needed to wear a helmet. One day I was riding down Booner Street at a fair clip, and a young boy crossed Booner right in front of me, and I T-boned him. I was wearing a helmet because I had tipped my bike over downtown on the waterfront once and scraped up my face pretty good. As I hit the pavement from the T-bone, I heard a big crack. It was my helmet, not my head, that cracked. The little guy was okay, but if it had been a car going 30 miles an hour that he rode across in front of, he could have been seriously injured, if not killed. Turns out that he and a friend were taking different directions home from somewhere, each one trying to beat the other. It would have been a tie because the other kid was about a half a block down the street. Getting back to the law, I think it's a good one. But lots of folks, mostly guys I imagine, might fight it because it's not macho enough. I have friends who are on Medicare with a secondary insurance whose doctor abandoned her practice and her partner is going to pick them up. Well, he decided he couldn't handle the extra load, so now she is searching for a doctor for her husband and herself. She has literally called every doctor's office from Fortuna to Arcata with no results. That is scary. It's not that they aren't good, solid, generally healthy folks, because they are. I was talking with a nurse at the wound center at Mad River Hospital last week, and one of the reasons for the shortage of doctors here is that they need some rural experience, so when they fulfill that obligation, they leave. Other reasons are the wives don't like the lack of social high life, the hours are too long, and the list goes on. Another thing that bugs me is the fact that Medicare and Medi-Cal have cut reimbursement rates so far that they can't make any money. They are entitled to a decent return on their investment. Take a look next time you go to the doctor and see how many folks are working and what equipment they have to have. Write your congresspeople. Use their state addresses to get it to them faster. Cypress String Quartet, Calvary Lutheran Church, Friday, 7:30. Be there. Meet the artist reception to follow the concert. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.